This is time for evangelism discussion.
那请大家来分享一下啊，这个几个题目要怎么来啊，我们的感想跟体验。
So looking at these questions, we can share our thoughts and our experience.
那还没有进到这个题目之前哦，我们先来看几节有关于宣道的圣经节。
And before we start this discussion, let's look into a few verses regarding evangelism.
第一个就是罗马书。
Let's turn the book of Romans.
罗马书。
The book of Romans.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
罗马书第十章。
Romans chapter 10.
第十四节。
Verse 14. Romans chapter 10, verse 14.How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?
好，我们根据这些圣经节，因为下午精神比较不好，我用一些问题来帮助大家来思想。
So, we're going to use, based on these verses that we just read, so this afternoon we're going to use aquestion for you to start thinking about.
我们再看十七节。
Topic. Let's read verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
好的，再看十五节。
And 15. And how shall they preach unless they are sent? It's written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach gospel peace, who bring glad tidings of good things.
好，从我们刚刚读的圣经节里面哈。
So just we read all these verses.
最漂亮的脚是什么？
What is the most beautiful? What are the most beautiful feet?
传福音的脚。
The feet of those who preach the gospel of peace.
那这个漂亮是属灵的美。
And this beauty is spiritual beauty.
用我们的脚到处走，去传讲主耶稣的福音。
So we use our feet to go about to preach.The gospel of peace.
那所谓脚啊，就是说脚中了、啊，它留下来的那个脚中啊，很美。
So the feet will leave footprint and beautiful footprints.
比方说有很多人到过我们家。
For example, a lot of people had come to our house.
但是对我们家最大影响的人是谁
？And but who exactly are the ones that has the greatest influence some of our on our household.
就是他把福音带给我们的家庭。
It's the one that brought the gospel to our household.
那这个是对我们家庭影响最大的一个人。
And this person, who has brought the gospel of peace to this house, is the one that has the most influence.
因为他的脚中哦，常常在我们家出进进出出，所以我们今天信耶稣了。因为他进进出出，所以我们信仰才能够持守得住。这样的脚中最漂亮。
And because of the footprint that this person has left in our household in and out, and that's why this today our household can come to believe in the Lord. That's why that footprint is very beautiful.
所以有的人虽然离世了，让人非常想念。
Although some members has passed away, and some people has passed away and leave very good memories for others.
为什么？
Why is that so?
哇，因为当初哦，你看，不论天气有多热、有多冷啊、他总是常常到我们家来，跟我们见证神的福音跟恩典。
Because in the past, no matter how whatever the weather is, whether it's really cold or hot, that person will come to the house to testify the grace of God unceasingly.
所以这个脚中会感动我们啊，然后会让我们去纪念。
And so the footprint has moved us to remember this person who has left a beautiful footprint.
那从十六节和十七节。
16 and 17.
信道从哪里来？
How do you hear the words?
信道从哪里来？我们之所以会信耶稣，为什么？
Where does faith comes from? How is that we come to believe in the Lord?
十七节。
Verse 17.So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
是从听到来的。
It's from hearing.
如果没有机会听到，我们就不会信。
Because if we never had the chance to come to hear this word, then we'll not believe.
所以有机会听到，才有机会信道。
So if when we have this opportunity to come to hear the word of God, then we can come to believe.
好，那十四节哈，那听道从哪里来？
Verse 14. And where do you hear the word?
我们听道是从哪里来？是从传道来的。
And it comes from one who preach, a preacher.
所以如果没有人传福音给我们，我们就没有机会听到道。
So if no one spread the word and preach the words of God, then we will not be able to hear this word of God.
所以要让我们教会信徒增加哈，第一个最基本要做就是每个人去分享神的道。
So the first step for us membership to grow in this church is that every one of us should step out to spread this gospel, the word of God to others.
那有更多人听到，他就有更多人信道。
So the more people who can come to hear the word of God, then the more people can come to believe.
那信徒数就会增加。
Then this membership will increase.
好，这是第一个，我们跟大家
来
用几节圣经来预备来分享这个题目。
And we can read more of these verses to look at these this question.
那第二个，我们来看哥林多前书。
Let's look at Second Corinthians. Sorry, First Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
First Corinthians.
第三章第六节。
Chapter 3, verse 6.
哥林多前书第三章。
First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase.
我栽种，亚波罗浇灌，神叫他生长。这个地方在讲哈，保罗栽种，就是出去传福音的，撒这个福音的种子。
Here it says that Paul, he was the one who planted. He went about to spread this.Seed of gospel.
所以有的人很会个人布道。
So a lot of some people are very talented in personal evangelism.
那亚波罗浇灌。
Apollos watered.
浇灌你现在讲就是跟进了。
And today to speak is to follow up.
他很会跟慕道朋友建立关系，然后再带领他的信仰。
And some.People are very good in following up with a true seeker and guide them in their faith.
但是这些人的努力哦，到最后会不会有结果，不是我们能控制的。
But with all these men's efforts, whether that's going to be result, it's not something that man can control.
所以是神叫他生长。
Because it's God who gives the increase.
所以我们在做个人布道工作后，不需要有压力啊。结果在神，不是我们能控制的。
So as we are doing personal evangelism, we should not feel the pressure because the result is in the hands of God.
好，那我们再看第八节啊。
Verse 8. And now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor.
好，所以说照着我们的。功夫啊，来得赏赐。
So here it says that each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor.
哦，所以不是照结果。
So it's not according to the reward and the
结果
the result. Sorry.
是照我们付出去的这个功夫。
But rather it's according to its his own labor.
那就要得赏赐。
So it's according to each effort.That one received the reward.
所以只要我们尽量去做，就会有赏赐。那结果跟这是在乎神。
So as long as we do our own as long as we put in our own effort, the result is up to God.
好，那现在我们来看第一个问题哈。
So the first question, we can look at this. How do we bring up the topic of faith and testimonies in a casual conversation?
我们在跟这个朋友在分享我们的信仰的时候，我们的信仰跟见证，在一个很偶然的场合，怎么开始来分享我们的信仰跟我们的见证？ 各位大家来讲个你个人的体验。
You can share your own personal experience.
不是很正式的场合，怎么开始这个，跟人的讲话的话题，然后来分享我们的见证。
So it's not in a formal occasion, but a very informal, casual occasion. How do you bring about this topic of faith?
大家的分享啊。
So, anyone would like to share?
如果我们的生活跟信仰连在一起当我们在谈生活的时候，自然就会谈到信仰。
So if our faith is very closely related to our serving, so when we talk about our daily lives and what we do, it's very natural that we bring up what we do, our faith, and we can then share our faith.
比如他刚刚讲的我们在谈说，上个礼拜你在做什么啊？
For example.Someone will ask you, what are you going to do this coming weekend?
上个礼拜。
The past, what have you done? What did you do the last weekend?
上个礼拜我去教会呀。
Then you can just say, you would say, last week I went to church.
那这样就开始了一个话题了。
So this is how you just start talking, and share in a very casual conversation.
或者说，十一月感恩节啊，你要去哪里啊？
And then it's coming Thanksgiving. What are you going to do? Where are you going?
那这也是一个话题。
And then this can be another topic of a conversation to share your faith.
或者说年底放假你要去哪里？
And then at the end of this year, you're going to have a winter vacation. Where are you going?
我们教会有这个冬季的大专神训班。
Then you can tell them our church has this college youth spiritual convocation seminar.
那这样就开始我们的话题。
So then you can start your conversations again.
所以，这是，那接下去就是从这个话题再提到见证。
And then following that, you can always continue with your own testimonies.
啊，如果我们用理论上在讨论有没有神哦，有时候会变起来。
So if we were to start with talking and discussing about whether there is God, we may end up with argument.
因为神拿不出来啊。
Because you cannot actually prove the existence of God just talking about it.
对，我说有神，他说没有神。
You say there's God, and the other person say there's no God.
但是最后你也拿不出来。
And still you cannot, you know, prove exactly there is God.
但是如果讲见证。
But if you were to just share your own experience,
就没有一个人能够把我们驳倒。
Nobody can argue against you.
因为我真的在生活体验到神啊。
Because we have actually experienced God ourselves.
好，那神怎么改变我？神怎么给我恩典？这个很实在的，他没有办法否定。
And it's a very true experience how you actually experience God change you and give you all the wonderful grace, and nobody can deny what you experience.
所以如果道理讲不出来，我可以不可以见证？可以，讲什么？讲我个人的体验。
So if you cannot preach the gospel, and you can share your own personal experience, but you can share your experience.
个人体验要讲什么？
So your own personal experience, what do you talk about?
好，我们现在来看约翰一书。
Let's turn to First John.
啊，约翰一书。
First John.
第一章。
Chapter one.
第一节
Verse 1
约翰一书第一章第一节
First book of John chapter 1 verse 1 That which was from the beginning which we have heard we have seen with our eyes which we have looked upon and our hands have handled concerning the word of life
这个起初原有生命之道就是神啊，这是我们看不见的
So in the beginning that's God God isThis word of life is something that we cannot see.
好，那第二章说这个生命已经显现出来，就是主耶稣来到地上成为人。
And then in chapter 2 it says that this life has been. In verse 2 it says that the life was manifested, and we have seen this life in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那既然主耶稣成为人来地上，就是第一节的，啊，他是我们听得见、看得见、摸得到。
So we can see that this Lord has come into this world is someone that we have seen and we can touch and we can hear.
所以见证要讲什么?
So when we testify, what do we testify about?
讲到我们所摸到就是个人的体验。
So when we testify, we talk about what we have actually touched, our own experience.
然后讲我们所看见的。
And we talk about what we have seen.
我们在教会里面看到神怎么带领人。
We see what in the church has happened to members where God guides them.
比方说我们圣地亚哥几年前有一个菲律宾的姐妹信主以前被鬼附着。
For example, in San Diego, we know that we had a sister that was possessed by the evil spirits a few years ago.
那在厄万教会受洗的前一天，在教会里面大发作。
And in Irvine Church, a day prior to her being baptized, she was possessed by this evil spirit.
那大家迫切帮她祷告。
And everyone in the church was praying for her.
魔鬼就赶出去了，第二天就洗礼了。
The devil was being cast out, and she was then baptized on the next day.
那这就是我们所看见。
So this is a very real example of what we have seen.
那这个没有办法让人驳得倒啊，这是我看见的。
So nobody can deny what you have seen because you have actually experienced this.
那接下去就所听见的。
Secondly, is what you have heard.
听见耶稣讲道。
You have heard the Lord Jesus, what the Lord Jesus has preached.
那神的话进到我们里面，我们的观念会变。
So when the words of God enter into our heart, our perspective will change.
对人生的看法。
Our perspective of life.
对将来的盼望。
Our hope for the future.
对问题的看法。
Our way we see a problem.
那这个看法一变之后，有时候我们会整个人会改变。
So every time when we look at all these perspective, And it will be changed by the word of God.
那这个也是体验。
These are our experience.
本来很怕死的，现在不怕死，为什么？你懂得道理。
And in the past, you were very afraid, but now you're not, because you know the word of God.
本来没有平安的，现在跟有平安，因为我懂得道理，我懂得怎么交托。
In the past, you do not have peace, but now you have peace, is because you know how to give your burden to God.
那这个就是见证。
So this is an experience.
好，那我们现在再请大家分享一下，有没有谁要分享你个人的体验？你怎么跟人见证我们的信仰？见证个人的体验。
So anybody would like to share with us your own personal testimony, how you testify to your friend?
我们当中有没有第一代信仰？第一代就是你自己慕道来信耶稣的。
Any one of you come to believe, first generation believe that you come to believe by listening and seeking the truth?
好几个吧，
I think there are quite a few of you.
你们都是第二代，You are the first generation, right? Paulina, 还有 Sister.You are the first generation. 第一代怎么来信的？
How did you come to believe? You are the first.
Yeah. Can you let her? Can you wait?
Yeah. 我要讲讲就是我怎么在很自然的那个分享在话题上讲到我的信仰，就是当我看到我朋友在读书的时候有压力的时候，我就会开始听他们讲说他们学习上面所有的问题，然后我就开始分享我怎么样。信主，然后从我的信仰可以就是不会那么有那种压力。
OK。 我们每个人都有问题啊。
So all of us
都会面对问题。
Will meet some kind of problems.
他刚刚讲说求学。
Just now, Paulina was sharing with us when she's studying.
要带给学生压力烦恼。
Because when you're studying, you go through a lot of stress and worries.
我们信主怎么交托神，怎么祷告求神帮助，这个就是让我们来分享的一个。
So when we experience God's help.How we have God help us. So this is a way we can share with others our faith.
Yeah, thank you. 还有没有？
教育的 camp， 那很多家长都
Just I would like to share a couple of weeks ago we had the street fair and how I spread how I share with my experience in a casual conversations when I see parents with children or tell them that our church has very good RE education RE classes that will help these children grow. Especially, I've seen how many children would attend a camp or a few days of camp in our church, and they will be transformed in their characters. So after I I share with this this lady who has a daughter about our church has this RE classes. So this because of every parents are very concerned about their children's growth and education. So this one Sabbath, this lady brought her daughter to church. But on that day, we don't have the classes like what I told her. So, and it was just spontaneously that we had a class for her daughter. Because she wasn't aware of our program yet. So she felt very bad at that time because we especially just have to create a class for her daughter to attend that Saturday when she came. So I think we need to build up the way to attend to these truth seekers when they come and know exactly their needs. So this lady who brought her daughter one Saturday, she stopped coming even though we sent emails and we called her. So she didn't come anymore. And but before she came, she told me that they are looking for church, and they just moved to San Diego and they would like to find a church.
谢谢啊，这是第一个题目啊， 我们大家分享的。 第二个题目。
Second. How do we?
第二个就是在分享神怎么带领我们，神的同在。How
do we can share about God's guidance and abidance?
这个有没有大家要分享？
Anybody would like to share God's guidance or abidance?
怎么来分享神的带领，神的同在？
His guidance and abidance in your lives. So I would like to share with you my testimony on a God guidance abidance during December 2009. Our dog was has gone missing on the New Year Eve. And this is how she, 她, 女的, how she got out from the house is that she kind of make a tunnel and then she went under the tunnel from and then out the fence and disappeared. That is the first time. But then after 3 days later, she came back herself. And but on this 2009, one day, she came up with me from the garage, and after when I closed my garage, I didn't know that she's not inside, and so this is how she was outside the garage, and then she just went out and got lost. She was lost for 2.5 weeks. And then during that 2.5 weeks, I would go and look for her every day after work in my neighborhood. And during this 2.5 weeks, it's the first time I experienced depression. I was so worried for this dog, and I just don't know where to look for my missing dog. So all I could do was I pray. So I pray to God so he can guide my dog back, or at least guide me to find where my dog is. And during that period of time when I was looking, there was a few false alarms, and people gave me some tips of whereabout, but still couldn't find the dog. And then on the New Year Eve of in the afternoon 2009, somebody called me and said, "I think we saw your dog." So I went to wherever the tips is, and everywhere I walked in and looked, and I drove around. I keep yelling for a name. I still couldn't find my dog. So when I was driving, and it's not exactly where the person who told me where my dog is, but it was just the way how God guided me. I just kept driving and driving. So I just keep driving, and then there was the Holy Spirit that prompted me to tell me that's a green belt.
So
So I looked to my left, and indeed there was a green belt on my left hand side. So I moved to the I drove to the to ahead and then make a U-turn. So I saw that green belt and I just drive into that lane where the green belt is. So I went in there, I drove there, I got up from my car and I just walked around and say, there's nothing there. So I just keep walking to this house where it seems that nobody is living in that house. Even the fence has collapsed. So I was talking to my son over the cell phone. So maybe my dog is actually in this house where nobody is living in. And then just when I just said that to my son over the cell phone, I saw my dog. My dog was inside the house that just came out. And then it was like a movie. I saw my dog just walking past me inside the fence. So I call out to my dog, and as I call out to my dog actually just heard me and then came to the fence. So immediately I looked at his dog and say, so I yelled out, "Mommy is here," and this my dog was so excited. So it was just going around me in circle and jumping at me and so happy to see me. And I saw on this the body, it has a lot of bites, like scratch mark.
Coyote.
So over there, there was coyotes there. In the green belt where that area is, I'm sure this my dog has fought with coyotes a few times. So I was very depressed already because I thought my dog has died of hunger for about 2 weeks or so. So it is just indeed this guidance of God. I don't know how I would end up in that house. I don't know where the dog is and I don't know where to look for my dog.
Okay, 谢谢啊, yeah. 哎，我姐妹，谢谢。
I would like to share my experience. I'm not very good at sharing my faith with strangers because people who I don't know, I was just not able to talk to them. But I have experience for people who come to seek the truth who have not believed. So until now, I'm still able to share my experience with truth seekers who come to seek the truth at church. I'd like to look for members who look for true seeker who come to church for the first time, and I will go to these true seeker and talk to them. So often when I see these people who come to seek the truth, I will always pray for them. And every Saturday, I'll look out for these truth seeker and pray for them. Because I don't know how to start a conversation with these people, but every time when I pray to God, then God will give me a thought on how to start a conversation with them. And every time when I pray to God, and this is how God helped me and moved me and allowed me to work. So this is especially I remember one incident when I was praying for this sister for about 2-3 months, and one time I saw this this truth seeker in a kindergarten classroom. I saw her, but she looks very strange. It seems like she was sitting in the kindergarten classroom looking at her daughter, but then it's not, because her eyes was just a blank stare. So I've already prayed for her for quite a while. So at that time, I told myself maybe this is an opportunity God given me to go talk to her. So I took that opportunity and went to her, and I just introduced myself before her and said, "I'm Karen. How are you?" And I would like to share with you the words of God. I'm not going to talk about your family or your children or your child, but just the word of God. I knew it's the guidance of God, because it's from her expressions that I sense that she's listening. Because when I said that to her, and her tears start coming down. I've never really know her, but she is a very she's come across as an introvert. So just when we started talking about God, we talked for 2 hours. And during that process, she asked me, "So what should I do, Carol? What should I do?" And I told her, "I have just introduced you to God. And now that you come to know God more and more, and God will help you." So, but you have believed the Lord for a long time. How come I can't ask you what to do with my problem? So I told her that every one of our experience is different. It's just like clothing, what I give you is may not be suitable. But now that you're here in this church where there's this true God, why don't you go seek this true God? So ever since then, that day on, whenever she come to church for Bible study, she would keep on studying, and she just want to go on and didn't want to go home. And it's not that I want her to study the Bible with her. It's just that she likes to just keep on studying the Bible with me. And I told her, just read what you like to read in the Bible, and we'll just read with you. I know that she's a very busy woman and she has very young children. And the first time I remember I asked her, which verse do you like to read? And she said, I've read the whole book of Galatians. She said that I didn't even have my lunch in the afternoon, I just kept on reading. She's a very introvert person. And she told me one thing I'd like to share with you. And she told me, do you remember the first time we met? We were in the kindergarten classroom. And I remember, I said, yeah, I remember. I remember before even I went to talk to you in the classroom, I kept praying to God to ask God whether this is a good opportunity to talk to you. And I remember you were just staring blankly in the air. You looked just very, very worried. And then she said that at that time I was just praying. And she said, can you grant me a person who can teach me the words of God? So she was just sitting there and was praying. So indeed, at the time when I went to her and introduced myself, and she was just like so astonished because, wow, indeed, God answered my prayer. So this is just one of my many experiences that I had. Indeed, Holy Spirit is very true and working in my life.
Okay, 谢谢你啊。我们刚刚在提到神的引导，祷告神的引导，我们找到狗，这个也是神的引导。
This is experience that Cindy just shared with us, that how with the prayer, God led her to find her dog.
那我们有愿做的心哦，神就会悦纳。
And if you have this willing heart, God is pleased.
所以一直祷告，求神给我们机会，就遇到了慕道朋友。
So just keep praying to God to give us the opportunity to meet with people, the true seeker.
真的，所以我们的神呢，真的是活的神。
So our God is indeed a living God.
最重要第一个，我们要有愿做的心。
First, we must have a willing heart.
那第二个向神求给我们机会
Second is that we pray to God to give us the opportunities
那这样一段时间神就会给我们遇到他所要带领的人
So and then God will surely let us meet with people that he want us to guide
那这个神的同在最重要的一个体验就是平安
This abidance of God the most concrete experience is this peace that God can give you
就是见证我们遇到神以后怎么忧虑减少，害怕也减少，那个就是神同在的证明。
So we can share with others how once we know God, our worries and our fear just go away, and instead we have more peace.
那我们下一次再继续哈，怎么来见证克服这个孤单，或者说心情忧郁。
Next time we can share with, we can discuss about how to overcome depression and loneliness.
现在孤单的人到处都是。
Nowadays there are many lonely people.
心情很忧郁的人到处都是。
And many people with depression.
其实真正这是寻找神的开始。
And this is the beginning of their search for God.
那怎么跟他们见证？我们下次再继续。
So how do we then spread with them this our experience?
那我们现在一起来祷告，来结束我们下午的聚会。奉主耶稣的圣。